Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from FPX Nickel, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPX and on the OTC markets under the symbol FPOCF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Martin Turin. Now, Martin, let's follow up on a news release that came out May 10th. It outlines the exploration plans at this Dakar Nickel District in central British Columbia. What's important here is that you guys are testing a new target, this Van target. It's outlined in Figure 1. Actually, all the targets are outlined in Figure 1 of that news release, which I'll link to below. But Martin, give us a little bit more information on this Van target. How many meters you're planning on drilling there? And really, first, why is this the first time that any drilling is being done on this target?
Thanks for having me on again, Corey. Yeah, so we control a very large land package at Dakar. It covers 245 square kilometers. And the most advanced target there is the Baptiste deposit, which was the subject of the PEA that we completed in September. Baptiste only covers about 1% of the overall land package at Dakar, so 99% of the rest of the land package is largely unexplored or underexplored. Within that land package, the most promising target is at the Van target, which is 6 kilometers north of Baptiste. Now, when the decision was made to first drill at Baptiste back in 2010, that was made because Baptiste was an area that was clear of any trees, and that allowed us to get in and take surface samples of outcropping bedrock and delineate Baptiste as a drill target. Back in those days, the Van target was still densely covered by trees, and so it was inaccessible to us for that surface sampling. In the intervening years, the forestry companies have come in, have clear-cut the area around Van, and that has allowed us to go in and take surface sampling, surface samples of outcropping bedrock there that has shown nickel grades that are higher than what is typically observed at surface at Baptiste over a footprint area that's actually larger than the Baptiste footprint. So around 3 square kilometers in size at Van versus only 2.5 square kilometers at Baptiste. So what we see at Van is the ability or the potential to delineate another deposit that could be either and either larger than Baptiste and or potentially higher grade than Baptiste. And that's why we're quite excited to do this initial campaign this year at the Van.
So how many meters are planned then, understanding that this drill program is expected to start next month in June and a total of 6,000 meters for this whole program? How much are you dedicating to Van?
We're dedicating, the initial plan is to do 10 holes at Van for a total of 3,000 meters. With this style of mineralization, we think that can actually allow us to prove up tonnage quite quickly.
Now, what do you mean by that? You could come out with a resource in the near term on only 3,000 meters of drilling?
Well, I'm not sure that we'd commit to coming out with a resource. Obviously, everything's going to have to depend on what the results are. I guess I would go back to this style of nickel mineralization. So the nickel is hosted here in a nickel iron alloy mineral called awarewite. And awarewite deposits are known for being disseminated, large, and highly homogeneous in terms of the distribution of mineralization. So, we've typically in the past drilled holes of, lengths of 500-600 meters, and you have continuous mineralization across that entire intercept. And the distribution of mineralization is such that it allows for classification according to 43-101 to be accomplished quite easily. Meaning, for example, that tonnage can be proved in the inferred category on 400-meter drill collar spacing, which is quite wide spacing for any typical mineral deposit. But it's really the homogeneous distribution of this style of nickel that allows us to be able to prove that tonnage up very quickly on a very limited amount of meterage.
So for this 3,000 meters then over 10 holes, you said, is that what it's going to be? Just wide spaced holes here, seeing if the surface anomaly, what you found at surface, really does result in a broader, bigger potential mineralized resource down here at the Van target?
That's exactly right. So this will be very wide space drilling just to kind of do a first pass to understand what we have here. You know, in terms of the amount of meters drilled, the other thing that's quite nice about this style of mineralization is that the visuals as you're pulling up and cutting core tell you a lot of what you need to know about the likelihood of having, you know, economic grades of mineralization. So what that allows us to have is a great amount of flexibility to potentially expand programs such as the one we have planned this year, so that if we're finding that we are, you know, in the mineralization and we think there's a case for us to want to expand that program, then we can do that quite quickly based on sort of real-time information we're getting in the field, as opposed to having to wait, you know, months for assay lab turnarounds.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing some of these drill results when you do get them back from the lab, and actually when you do actually start the drilling next month. Let's also talk about some of the infill drilling that's going to go on at the Baptiste deposit. Give us some more insights on the strategy behind that drilling.
Yeah, so Baptiste, as I mentioned earlier, we completed a preliminary economic assessment on that deposit in September of 2020. Again, about almost 90% of the mineralization in the mine plan for that PEA is already in the indicated category, and about 10% in the inferred category. So the purpose of the infill drilling at Baptiste this summer is to convert that remaining inferred mineralization to the indicated category, which is the requirement for completion of a preliminary feasibility study. So this work on completing this infill drilling is really all designed to kind of convert tons to the indicated category for the purposes of ultimately completing a preliminary feasibility study at Baptiste.
Now, what about some of these other targets that are outlined in Figure 1? We have the B target, the SID target. I understand that there's not any drilling in this current program allocated towards those, but they are outlined in Figure 1. So what information can you give to investors?
Yeah, so the B and SID targets are highly prospective. There's been historically a total of 3 holes drilled between those 2 targets, and the grades intercepted in those holes are approximately 20% higher than the average grade across the Baptiste deposit. So we know that SID and target B host, you know, economic quantities of nickel mineralization. And at some point in the future, we'll certainly get back to those deposits, or rather to those targets, to expand them with more drilling with the view of ultimately sort of proving up tonnage there. However, just given the sheer scale of Van, again, one target that is larger in scope than what we have delineated at Baptiste, that's really our focus this year, is to see if we've got another world-class ore body there. I mean, the Baptiste deposit is already ranked as the 3rd largest nickel deposit in the world. And so we see the potential to add significantly onto that with Van, and really just demonstrate the district scale nature and the very strategic nature of the land package at Descartes, which is an area that we think ultimately could rank with, you know, places like Sudbury in terms of the overall sort of nickel endowment in the ground.
Okay, so it's this large scale aspect that is possible here that has you drilling these other targets, or especially this Van target. But I know some people are going to be asking, why bother with this exploration when you already have about a 35-year mine life at Baptiste?
Yeah, I'd really go back to the point that I made earlier, that the Van target is so compelling to us, not just due to its scale. You know, adding tons is great. Tons of a similar grade as Baptiste would be great, and expanding that mine life to by multiple generations on top of what we've already delineated at Baptiste in itself would be highly strategic. But the real objective with the drilling at Van is to see if we potentially have a higher grade deposit at Baptiste, and one that if we delineate it as such, that it could then impact on our development plans for the overall land package. What deposit gets mined first? You know, at this point, you know, our view is that that's Baptiste. However, if the drilling at Van, you know, yields a potential deposit that's larger or higher grade than Baptiste, then we may have to kind of revisit those plans. But that would be, let's call it, a nice problem to have.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, I get the exploration aspect to it, especially if you see the potential here of Van being even bigger than Baptiste, or also having higher grades. So that's something to consider there. It's exciting to see FPX being able to do some exploration now because the nickel market has perked up so much. Martin, share with us how much cash is in the bank and how much the budget is for this 6,000 meter program.
Yeah, so we've got about $20 million Canadian in the bank right now. We're completely debt free. And the drill programs this summer will be, you know, something in the neighborhood of about $2 million to execute. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to getting back to the ground there, working with our local First Nations partners and advancing this, what is already a world-class deposit into the next stage.
Now, just another quick question. With that much money in the bank, does that really mean that this 6,000-meter program is just the start of what could be a much larger program or maybe just phase one?
Yeah, that remains to be seen for sure. As I said, we can make some on-the-fly adjustments there based on sort of real-time data as we're actually completing drill holes. And there's always optionality with that flexibility that brings optionality around expanding a program if we think strategically that's in our best interest at the time. So it's just nice to have that flexibility to be able to react quickly on the basis of that real-time data and. You know, as we execute the program, we'll be able to keep the market informed on our plans in that regard.
Okay, well, keep us up to date as well, Martin, because it's very interesting following along, especially now at this stage with FPX, as you're continuing to move the Baptiste deposit forward, but then also looking at some of these other targets, especially this Van target. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get Martin to address those, and we'll also follow up as this drill program kicks off and progresses. Martin, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Corey.